today on Working the Suburbs.
How about a few more of those classical jams? Hey everybody, it's Patrick Foster here. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. It'll be our final one for the year 2025. We will be taking a break for New Year's Day and the day after, a little two-day New Year's break to refresh ourselves, and then we will begin on January 5th with our 2025 rundown. The best album, song, and something you discovered in 2025 that you didn't know about when it came out. So please submit your choices for those things. You can create a voice file, attach it to an email, and send it to rock@suburbspod.com. Or you can do this.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
And that number is 612-440-1984. All right, folks, looking very, very much forward to the picks from everybody this year. And there was a lot of great music that came out in 2025, so I can't wait to see what was chosen as some of the best. And along those lines of best of albums and music that was produced in 2025, if you listen to yesterday's episode, I ran down some of the jazz picks, some of the albums that were strong from 2025, and I hope you heard something you liked. Now, in a much shorter version, I'm going to do the same with some albums from the classical realm. Yes, this year, if you remember, back in the month of May, I did a series on my favorite classical jams. And those are episodes 2114 through 2118. So I encourage you to go back and check those out. I got to admit, I don't really follow new classical releases during the year, but I do try to catch up sometimes at the end. And I'd like to do that with you today, as I said, just briefly. I used a couple of different sources to find these albums and releases, and of course it's interesting about classical music because a lot of times what will be considered a new release is, you know, the work of a composer that could be hundreds of years old. So there is that to consider, but the new interpretations certainly are included. As I said, I used a couple different sources, but I relied most heavily on a site that I use frequently for classical things, and that is gramophone.co.uk. And that is an excellent site that does a lot of classical music reviews and other things. And so if you're interested in the classical stuff, I would definitely recommend checking it out. So here's a few albums that were listed as best of 2025. Here's one, the Schubert String Quartet, number 14, Death and the Maiden, done by the Cuss Quartet. The Mozart Horn Concertos, Alec Frank Gemmel and the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, along with Nicholas McGeegan. Here's one, The Counterpoints. I found this one particularly interesting. The Counterpoints are the group. The album is called Italophilia, and I'll read the short description here from Gramophone. It says, "Music making of absolute grace and individuality runs through this exquisite album from early music collective The Counterpoints, which explores the influence of Italy on London musical life of the 17th and 18th centuries." Here's another one, the Debussy Chamber Works by the Nash Ensemble. And next, the Marmon Quartet. M-A-R-M-E-N, the Ligeti String Quartets. I want to quote again from Gramophone, "A superb album from the award-winning Marmon Quartet. Their cohesion of vision and vibrant virtuosity on stunning display in this collection of Hungarian works from Bartok and Ligeti." Let's hear a little something from that album right now. Wonderful stuff right there. I really like the string quartet setup, and I'm going to be listening to a lot more of that Marmon quartet. First I've heard of them, and I really, really enjoyed it. Here's one from the Deutsche Kamera Philharmonic from Bremen, conducted by Paavo Järvi. And they are doing Haydn Symphonies number 94 through... they are doing Haydn Symphonies 94, 95, 98, and 99. Kate Liu on the piano, doing Beethoven Piano Sonata number 31 and Brahms Piano Sonata number 3 on the Orchid label. And here's one that completely caught my eye right away. The Jack Quartet doing the complete string quartets of John Zorn. If you know John Zorn, he had an association, or still does, I would imagine, with the New York avant-garde. Has played in some heavy music collaborations and experimented with all kinds of different sounds. And according to Gramophone, this album, Zorn's quartets keep you gripped by their ability to surprise at every turn, while the Jack Quartet astonish with their complete command of sometimes visceral, often challenging, always virtuosic music. Give me all that John Zorn stuff you got. I just really like the way that guy's musical mind is set up, and the way it is incredible that he has contributed to contemporary classical au revoir, as well as doing all these other projects. He's a fascinating character. If you ever want to spend some time reading about him, really, really cool. Here's one. The Howl by Sir Stephen Howe and the Halle Orchestra, conducted by Sir Mark Elder. Maria Dunais on the violin, doing Paganini 24 Caprices for solo violin. J.S. Bach, Britten Shaw, Telemann's solo viola works from Timothy Rideout on the Harmonia Mundi label. Solo viola, not something you see all the time. Here's Kristen Zimmerman on piano, Maria Nowick on violin, Katrazarna Budnick, Yuya Akamoto. A chamber music quartet doing Brahms Piano Quartets number 2 and 3 on the DG label, Deutsche Grammophon, that is. Shostakovich Cello Concerto number 2 by Sheku Kana Mason. and the Symphonia of London, conducted by John Wilson. The London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Kristen Carlson, does something called Ustvolskaya Symphonies. These five symphonies offer a fascinating and superbly performed insight into the music of 20th century Russian composer Galina Ustvolskaya. John Field's Complete Nocturnes, played by Alice Sarah Ott on the piano, also on the Deutsche Grammophon label. And finally, this was a big one, and I mean that both literally and figuratively. It is a 27 CD box set. That's right, 27 CDs, 175 tracks, and it's the collected works of Steve Reich, done by all kinds of various artists. This was issued on the Nunsuch label, and according to Gramophone, behold the grand arc of an American master's composing career, from the early phase works of the 1960s to some of his newest works. This set is the story of how Steve Reich altered not just the course of Western music, but how we listen and think about music in the first place. And we will go out with some music from that incredible work from Steve Reich. And hope you enjoy what you're hearing. He is an American musical giant, without a doubt. So with that, we're going to call it a year. And we're going to play some Steve Reich. And we will talk to you guys next week with the best of 2025. Happy New Year, everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Here's an album from Patricia Kopachinskaya. Patricia Kopachinskaya. Let's skip that one.